Okay, well, so we are going to be starting Emetz Hashem Hilchas Purim on Sunday, and it will be a 6 weeks limud that will lead us right onto Purim. I think it's very exciting. That it's very nice. I don't think we ever had it so beautifully timed. It's a bit artificial. We've done a bit of my thing, but I think it's really, really nice. Very much looking forward. Okay, so Siman Tov Reish Samaches, we're going to be learning Hilchas Seder, Tfilas Leil Shmini V'Yoymo. We're going to be discussing a little bit about how Shmini Atzeres, the name of Shmini Atzeres, and then we're going to, very importantly, about when to leave the sukkah. Here, us in Chutz La'aretz, when do we leave the sukkah? When do we sleep in the sukkah? Until when do you sleep in the sukkah? When you leave the sukkah, until which day do you eat in the sukkah? All these various halachas are discussed over here. Okay, let us see Siman Tov Reish Samaches, bottom of page 270, Seif Aleph. Leil Shmini, on Shmini Atzeres, Oymer Betfila, he says in the Shmoneh Esrei, he says, Vatite Lonu, Ez Yoim Shmini Chag Ho Atzeres Hazeh. These are the words, the Akonu Shulchan Aruch, we say Chag Atzeres Hazeh. The Rama argues, and he says, V'onu Noyagin, She'ein Oymerim Chag B'Shmini. The Rama said, that's not our custom, we don't call it a Chag. On Shmini, we don't call Shmini Atzeres a Chag. It's not in the Torah, as he explains. The Loimot Sinu b'Shemakim Shenikra Chag. We don't find it anywhere in the Torah explicitly that it's considered that it's called a Chag. The Torah doesn't call it a Chag, unlike Chag Sukkos, Pesach. They're all called Chag, but Shmini Atzeres is not considered a Chag. So Ela Oimrim. So therefore, it should be called Ela Oimrim Yoim Shmini Atzeres. It should just be called Yoim Shmini Atzeres. But to call it Chag, to call it a Chag, whereas in the Torah it doesn't call it anywhere a Chag, we shouldn't. So the Emma says the Mishneh Berurah is going to speak about that in a minute, but let's just get there. We Sifkot Aleph first, Mishneh Berurah. Mishneh Berurah, Sifkot Aleph reminds us of a different halacha. That you shouldn't, from Mincha onwards, you shouldn't be eating. Always before Yom Tov meal, you shouldn't be eating from Mincha time onwards. You shouldn't be eating Mincha Ketana. You shouldn't be eating any proper meals. You shouldn't have Kaveh Asuda. And they should be eating the Yom Tov meal with appetite. Not like those people who eat and drink. And even get drunk. And they can't make Kiddush Balayla. So again, it's very important. That when you eat in the afternoon, you should keep in mind not to eat proper meals, because you want to be able to make Kiddush and have a proper Yom Tov meal by night. That's before Mincha time. That's before Mincha Ketana Velamalo. You're right. As if cotton base. I wonder if that's Negev that ever happened to you. Oymer Balayla. What happens if you say instead of Shmini Atzeres, in Shmoneh Esrei, in Yalev Yovoi, or wherever you are saying, instead of saying Shmini Atzeres Hazeh, you're saying Chag HaSukkos Hazeh. Ever happened? You know, if you use the Machzor, it could easily happen, you know, you're still like semi-Sukkos, you could easily say Chag HaSukkos instead of, so if the halacha is, V'okar Raglov, and you step back already. If you didn't step back, you should change. You should go back. But if you step back already, in Tzorech Lachzos, to where they need to go back, Yesh Deoiz Beno Achoinim. This is the Machloikes amongst the later authorities. Ein Bishar Tshuv V'Chai Odom. De Lekul La'arno Elim Sien Abrocha Tzorech Lachzor V'Lachzor Letit Elon Eloim HaKohigen. He said, as long as you haven't stepped back, you certainly should go back. His Mishneh Berurah seems to be a little bit vague and not decisive as to what the halacha is once you have stepped back. It seems like you don't have to, once you have stepped back, you don't go back. But as long as you haven't stepped back from the end of Shmoneh Esrei, you should actually go back and change it and say the right wording. Sifkot and Gimel, the Shmini Chag Ho Atzeres. I'm a prima godim sheish lema Atzeres Beloyei. Do you say Shmini Atzeres, Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh, or Shmini Chag Ho Atzeres Hazeh? So the Prima Godim says that you should say without a hay. והנה רשאל וטז כוספו שיש להם השמיני הצרס וחג הזה. Various נוסחות, אבל הלבוש כוסף כמו שכוסף בשלוחלוך וכניסקים באלירה בשם כמו הראשונים ובהגו. So these various opinions, whatever you do, you've got something to rely on. What's your נוסח, רבי ישי? You say שמיני הצרס וחג הזה, שמיני הצרס, שמיני הצרס, הצרס. Depends which machs you use. Pardon? שמיני חג והצרס הזה. The Mishnah in Sifkot Dalet says, "Doloi motzinu b'shum makom shenikra chag." Kama achoyim misigu al ze. He said it's not very true, says the Mishnah, and not everybody agrees to that statement of the Ramah. The Ramah says it's not considered, it's not called anywhere chag. The Mishnah says it's not really very true that he says kama achoyim misigu al ze. But here, there's many proofs. Says the Mishnah, the Shmini Atzeres mikra chag. No, it is certainly considered a chag. Alken and Lito is mashikosam mechab, and he said therefore you shouldn't turn away from what the Shulchan Aruch paskens. So we've got a machlokes. So the Ramah said it's not considered a chag. You don't call it a chag, and the Mishnah Berurah says it certainly is called a chag, and you should, and therefore it's appropriate. You can't call it Shmini Atzeres chag as that. Okay, now the very important shaila is here discussed as to whether where do you sleep. And where you eat on Shmini Atzeres. Says the Shulchan Aruch, over Chutz La'aretz in Chutz La'aretz. Oichlim basukah. On Shmini Atzeres, you eat in the sukkah. Balayla, by night. Over Yoyim, by day. Mipnei shu sfeik shvi'i, because it's a sofeik shvi'i. Ve'ein mevach in aleshivosa. You don't make a bracha when you're eating in the sukkah, umekachin, you make kiddush ve'omer mizman, and you say shechionu. The point of here is as follows. Let's just get that clear. We've got a bit of a problem in Chutz La'aretz, because let's start with Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, how many days do you sit in the sukkah? 7 days. What happens on Shmini Atzeres, the 8th day? You go back home. No problem. It's a yom tov, but you certainly there's no reason why you should be eating in the sukkah. Torah says you sit in the sukkah for 7 days. Why is Chutz La'aretz different? Correct. Very good. So the truth is, it's not only that, but we've got always a sfeika de yoime. We've got always the rule that we are unsure about our calendar in Chutz La'aretz. A very complex and wide topic on its own, but we're always unsure about our dates. So therefore, it could certainly be that that the seventh day could be really only the 6th day. Consequently, the Shmini, the 8th day, could very well be that really it's the 7th day. We have to assume that maybe Shmini Atzeres may only be, maybe Shmini Atzeres, the 8th day, that you don't eat in the sukkah. But it could very well be that the 8th day is really the 7th day. And if it's the 7th day, what's going to be the halacha? You'll need to eat in the sukkah. So we aren't sure. Right, and then that's all right. So you could just say, okay, just in case, like you always keep 2 days Yom Tov, so we also just keep sit in the sukkah on the 8th day too. What do you bother? Just sit in the sukkah another day. Who cares? Sfeika de yoima. But over here, there's an additional problem. You can't just say sit in the sukkah, sleep in the sukkah, be in the sukkah on the 8th day. Why not? Why can't you just say just be in the sukkah in Gesundheit? Pardon? Very good. Because we've got to be, you can't just say, just sit in the sukkah already and be quiet. You know, you can't do that because if it is not the 7th, if it's actually the 8th, then which Yom Tov is it? It's already Shmini Atzeres. On Shmini Atzeres, to sit in the sukkah is a contradiction in terms. It's a contradiction. You can't really, like in Eretz Yisrael, you're not going to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is an individual, a separate Yom Tov. It doesn't make sense. Like, you wouldn't make sense to sit in the sukkah on Chanukah. So similarly, really, on Shmini Atzeres, you also shouldn't be sitting in the sukkah. So really, you've got a problem over here. On one hand, Sofek, Shvi'i, it may be the 7th, and therefore I should be sitting in the sukkah. But if it's the 8th, then it's Shmini Atzeres. And I can't sit really in the sukkah on Shmini. It's a different Yom Tov. You can't make a Kiddush on Shmini Atzeres Kiddush and prominently call out, this is Shmini Atzeres, and do that in the sukkah. That doesn't really make sense. It doesn't really make sense. We're quite used to it, but it doesn't really make sense. That's the question. That's the starting point. Does that make sense so far? What's the harm? The harm is that because the Mishnah Berurah is going to explain that a bit. It's a good point. I'll tell you the words. Mr. Thinzer, The Mishnah Berurah, the way he puts it, can I? We're going to get back to Sifkot and Vav, but just based on following your question, can I just read Sifkot and Zayin? Because that is going to addresses exactly your question. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Zayin says the following: Ve'emavochin, the kibun. He said that we don't make a bracha. So he said the following: the kibun yom shmini atzeresu, he efshele vulcha besukah. You certainly can't make a bracha of leishay basukah because it could be shmini atzeres. On shmini atzeres, you don't really sit in the sukah. The kashin adodi, there's a contradiction in terms of here. Something does not make sense over here. Im yoim sukahu, if it's a day that a sukkah's day, then it's lav shmini atzeres. Then it's really, it can't be shmini atzeres. Veim shmini atzeresu, and if it's shmini atzeres, lav yoim sukah, then it's not a day of sukkah. So it doesn't really, it's really a contradiction. So again, what was your question? How do you put it? So what's the harm? So the emphasis is the Gemara actually answers your question. Because the Gemara concludes that what you should do is, Umishum Hachi finishes the Mishnah Berurah, which is quoting a Gemara, Avdino Nechumra, we are stringent. And what do? We taka will sit in the sukkah, just in case it's the seventh, it's still sukkahs. But what don't we do in the sukkah? Exactly, we don't do a bracha. Because that certainly wouldn't make sense. You can't make Kiddush and say, this is Shmini Atzeres today, and afterwards make a bracha, Leishay Basukah. That really doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. You can't call it the Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is not Sukkahs. Shmini Atzeres is a separate Yom Tov. You can't say today Shmini Atzeres, and at the same time make Leishay Basukah. So we're making a type of pshara. So you know what, do sit in the Sukkah, but don't make a bracha. Does that make sense? So, according to that, what would you do about sitting? When would you sit in the sukkah? Day, night, both, everything. Based on that, what would you do? For the meals, for the sudas. Okay, does anybody have a different minhag than that? You do. So, people who have the minhag of sitting in the sukkah for all the meals on Shmini Atzeres, is that your minhag? All the meals you have. So that's based on that. That it could very well be in the back of our minds. We have to remember that it may be the seventh today. Sfeika de Yoima. Chutz La'aretz. We always keep today's Yom Tov. So here as well, it could be it's the seventh. Could be, according to the real calendar, could be that today's the seventh. So if it's the seventh, we better be all the meals in the sukkah. It's true that it could be Shmini Atzeres as well. But at the same time, it's also the seventh, so we need all the meals. What about the non-meals? What do you do about non-meals? If you have a snack, would you do that on Shmini Atzeres? Where would you do that? No meals? Pardon? I didn't want to speak about Mazonis, yeah. Yeah, if you have a snack, if you have a shakoil, where are you going to have it on Shmini Atzeres? You going to have it in Sukkah or not? Yeah, if it's not Mazonis. You're going to have it in the house, right? Are we all on the same page? Yeah, why is that? True. So that's exactly the point. That since it's anyway a chumrah, may I call it a chumrah? It's not kaviyah sudit. So you don't really have to, if you want to have a coffee, you don't really need to be in the sukkah. So since it's a chumrah, so therefore on Shmini Atzeres, we're not machmi on that. You can lechatchile even have it in the. So just literally when you wash and when you have probably mezoynes as well, whenever you'd make a brach of leishev, that's Mekah, then you'd have need a sukkah, so that you'd be in the sukkah now as well. So that's the, may I call it, this is the very, a very straightforward approach. That's a very straightforward approach, yeah.
I don't understand what the big deal is, because it is a sukkah, because when it's a sukkah, that means that you have license to let the Shabbat Tazah go, but you can't do any kumvase.
Right.
So you can't just hover on Sophic Averis just because it's possibly...
Good. So you're actually leading into a very interesting topic, which is going to be the decisive point on that, which is sleeping. Okay, imagine leaving out all the questions of sleeping in, you know, the Ramah, who is lenient, Sinner, etc. Leaving out people who do sleep in the sukkah, and sleeping in the sukkah. What about sleeping in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? Sleeping in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. What is the minhag? Okay. But people, what is the general? So what come out from what we learned based on what we discussed now? What will be the halacha? Pardon? Pardon? You should still sleep. You're absolutely right. So the emes is that most people in Shmini Atzeres won't sleep in the sukkah. Is that right? Well, you won't sleep. Why is that? So the emes is the Ramah, we're going to see this shortly inside. He said, you should, based on exactly what you're saying, if we just have to be machmir, then be machmir on that as well. You should eat in the sukkah as well. You should sleep in the sukkah as well. Just in case it's still the seventh. You should sleep in the sukkah. Could be it's still sukkahs. You better sleep in the sukkah. However, the consensus of the poskim, excluding the Gaon, many people won't. Many people won't. Why not? Why not? Why daf kon Shmini Atzeres, if so? You think on a safek it can be mach? You know, if it's not a safek, right? But since it's an interesting thought, very interesting thought, very interesting thought. Very good. That's a nice way of asking. That's a very good, brilliant way of asking. We learned that sleeping to a certain extent is more chashuv, is more essential than eating to some extent. So why is it that that on Shmini Atzeres many people won't sleep in the sukkah anymore? So that's a good question. So we'll see that inside shortly. We'll see that inside shortly, Mitzvashem. Let us just look at Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Vav. Let's just start with Sifkotten Hay. Mishneh Berurah Sifkotten Hay says, "Balayla v'yoyim, we still eat in the sukkah by night. Aval acha she'ochlu sedasen b'yoyim, when you have finished your meal by day on Shmini Atzeres, minhag ha'olam, the custom of the world is sheniftarim min ha'sukkah, you leave the sukkah v'yoshim atem and you sit in the house." That's many people have that minhag. Have you ever heard of people having a minhag? I heard once of a minhag. It's a bit questionable. Have you ever heard of people who have the dessert inside? I heard on social media, it's a bit questionable, it's actually very questionable. Have you ever heard of that? That by day, they have the dessert, they go in for the dessert. That's exactly the point. They have it before benching. And that's very questionable. But have you heard of that? No? Okay, good. Okay, yeah? I don't know. They probably want it, because I suppose the starting point is that for dessert, if you wouldn't be part of the meal, yeah. Well, I can't explain a minhag which I don't understand. It's not a minhag. I can't explain, you know, something that be. But it sounds like they are coming from that because, you know, an ice cube in Nikah Shakel, it's not part, so you want to do that. It's like any shakel that you do in the house. And maybe they want to make a point that now we're going back into the house type of thing. We're not having that. But it's very questionable because, as you pointed out very correctly, that if you haven't benched, it's part of the meal. It's not a good thing to do. It's not a good thing to do. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's what these people. Yeah, they bench and they have dessert an hour later. Yeah. Straight after. Okay. You have to know if it's a boch and a tzricha. But if it's okay. Yeah. If after having the day meal, you're suddenly starving, then, you'll still need to go back into the sukkah. So imagine that you had a Shmini Atzeres, you had the meal, day meal, and now you thought you ate, you're going back into the house, but then suddenly in the early afternoon, you're getting very hungry again. Even all the way till Ben Hashmosh, if you're really hungry again, you need to eat something, you're gonna wash, you're gonna have something proper, you'll need to go back into the sukkah. You will need to go back into the sukkah. Anything that you make a lay shave on. Yeah, may I just ask, what is your minhag? How do you do it? You said you do it a bit different.
Yeah, you eat the night during the day.
You have the night meal in the
sukkah.
Night meal in the sukkah, and by day. Okay. Okay, do you know where it's coming from? Yeah, sure. Right. Yeah, there's various malchim. The Och Shulchan says, there's even the opposite as well. Och Shulchan speaks about the opposite as well. That by night they go in the house, and by day they're back in the sukkah. Yeah. So there is various. So the Mishnah Berurah explains as follows in Sifkot Vav. Mipnei sho sofek shvi, umitam ze, or because of that, harbe achoinim etzadadein, many achoinim conclude the tzorich gam ken leishev lishoin besukah. That you should also sleep in the sukkah. And shmir chenut gam ken das hagon. That's the opinion of the Gaon, of the Vilna Gaon. Very stringent about this. In fact, can I just have your Mishnah move for a minute? Yeah. Sorry, can we just... I made my notes here. the Mishnah Bura, yeah, the Gaon, no, the Mishnah Bura doesn't quote it, it doesn't totally quote it. The Mishnah Bura brings the Chai Adam, the Maiserat. The Gaon apparently said that it's even more, you have to be more stringent on Shmini Atzeres to sleep in the Sukkah than the rest of Sukkahs. Because it's Medivrei Sofrim, and Divrei Sofrim you should always be more Machmir. Things which are with Rabbanon, you have to always be more careful about it than the Deraisa. So even if it was, he said the Vilna Gaon was more Machmir to sleep in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres than the rest of Sukkahs. That's the Ma'aser Rav that the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Shai Tzin Sifkot and Dalet. Okay. V'yesh Me'achoinim, continues the Mishnah Berurah. She'soivim She'ein Kidah. So he said that many achronim say that you don't have to sleep in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, and I think that's the minhag. Nah, I don't know many people who sleep in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Most people don't sleep in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Loi b'yoyim v'loi b'layla, not by day, not by night. Oisik chol, because you're going to make into a weekday. The bishlam megabe achila, if you were like eating, loi minka, it's not recognizable. Sheken dech bnei adam lefamim. Occasionally, people will eat leishah b'tzel sukkah. To eat in a sukkah is not that awkward. So people do that, it's alright. When it comes to sleeping, nobody would sleep in the sukkah unless it's for the mitzvah purpose. So therefore, if you are sleeping in the sukkah, you're contradicting, you're making Shmini Atzeres into chol, you're contradicting Shmini Atzeres. As opposed to eating, you can eat in the sukkah, it's not such a bad contradiction. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. The custom is not to sleep in the sukkah. The Mishnah Berurah, I'm skipping two lines, and the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, "Klala shel dovo, the rule is, kol dovo shein tzricha levorech olav birkas leishe besukkah, anything that you don't make a brachah leishe besukkah, leishe besukkah, b'shah yamei sukkah for the rest of sukkahs, ein oichlin besukkah b'shmini atzeres. You won't eat in a sukkah in Shmini Atzeres. B'yesh mekinim b'zeh, and some are lenient." Right, so, all in all, the halacha is that anything that doesn't require a brachah of leishe besukkah, You won't do it in the sukkahs on Shmini Atzeres. Some are it's the cool of it is that you contradict it that because we have to balance over here according to the Chumrah, and I understand what you mean. There's over here a balance between Chumrah, because if you're eating in the Sukkah, you are Machmir on the one hand, but you are making on the other hand. Why are you making on the other hand? Because you're making Shmini Atzeres into a weekday. You're contradicting the Yom Tov aspect of Shmini Atzeres. The more Sukkahs, the less Shmini Atzeres. The more Shmini Atzeres, the less sukkah. Does that make sense? If you are eating in the sukkah even fruit, you are machmir as far as sukkah is concerned, but you are lenient as the ketusha of Shmini Atzeres. So yesh mekinim bazeh, some are lenient that you should also eat pears in the sukkah. It's called the leniency. But that's not the minig. It's not the minig. It's not the minig. It's not the minig. So that's the Mishnah Berurah's maskonis. There are people, what do you think generally, are generally people more makel with regards to if it's cold, if it's windy, if it's these kind of unclear...
I think it's more makel.
Very good, that's right. Very good. The poskim take a general approach and they say that since we sit in the sukkah, why do we sit in the sukkah? Because the Raskol of the Gemara is that it's not so recognizable, because often people will sit in the sukkah, in a summer house, in a summer, what is it called? A summer shed? What they're called is, pardon? Hey, what, hey? an outhouse. So it's not so recognizable. You're doing it for the sukkahs, for the mitzvah. So therefore you can sit there and it's not contradicting Shemini Atzeres so strongly. It's not so bad. But that's only true if it's normal to sit in normal kind of weather conditions. If it's very windy also, that normally you try to be machmeh on sukkahs to still be in the sukkah, but on Shemini Atzeres, it's not normal to be sitting in these kind of weather conditions outside. So then many poskim take the approach that you're being lenient here with regards to Shemini Atzeres if you're sitting in the sukkah. Therefore, you can go inside the house. Does that make sense? Have I explained myself clearly? Shall I just go over that point again? The point is that why do we sit in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres but we don't make a brocha? Why is that? That's right, in case it's sukkahs. So what's the difference between eating in the sukkah and making a brocha? Yeah, brocha levatola, that's true. That's true anyway, you're right. You're certainly right. But besides that, that's a very recognizable action. That's very recognizable. That I'm making a brocha that it's sukkahs today. That doesn't work out with Shemini Atzeres. However, if I sit in the garden house, if it's not a sukkah, that's also not considered a contradiction really with regards to sukkahs. It's just, it's not such a strong show. You're not showing that you're against Shemini Atzeres, that you're working against Shemini Atzeres. But that's only true if it's nice weather conditions. If it's really not, if it's quite windy or so, there's room to say that it's not Shemini Atzeres. You can't sit in the sukkah like that. It's Shemini Atzeres today, and you're going to go back in the house. That's some machonim. I'm all leaning, therefore, to be sitting in the sukkah when the weather's not that great.